By the time the mage message arrived, we were beginning to give up hope. None of us said so, of course, but the knowledge was there. It sat between us, weighed us down, dogged our every footstep, had coffee with us in the morning and hot chocolate by the fire after dinner, and grew stronger with every passing day. 6 of them. 6 days since we'd returned from our triumph over the mages at the Citadel, to find the monastery's front door hanging from a single hinge, a smear of crimson across the front entrance floor, and Talia gone. The enormity of that night's discovery hit me like a gut punch every time I remembered it, including now. I looked down at the plain white square of paper resting on the floor, from which Sister Lise had silently cleaned the blood less than a week ago, and then at the heavy wooden door that had crashed open as I'd raced down the stairs. If my heart hadn't already been pounding from Methuselah's sudden appearance at my bedside, it certainly would have been now. His words still echoed in my brain. They're coming. It would have been a hell of a way to wake up, if I'd been sleeping. I had not been. Snow swirled into the entry from the dark, silent night beyond, pushed by the icy fingers of a wind not nearly strong enough to have torn open the monastery's weighty door. Footsteps thudded down the stairs in the hall behind me, heralding the arrival of the Ursuline nuns and Phoenix. From further away came the faint squeakety squeak of the wheels on Sister Colette's rolling walker. The troops joined me, 3 on one side and 2 on the other, forming a half circle around the paper on the floor, as Winter plastered their nightgowns and robes against their legs. Except for Phoenix, of course, who had given up on the monastery's ancient heating system and taken to sleeping in sweatpants and a hoodie. Methuselah was nowhere to be seen.
"Tabernak," muttered Sister Colette. "Couldn't they just have slipped it under the door?
And not make a scene of some kind?"
Sister Simone snorted as she wrapped her thin dressing gown tighter around herself. She held it in place with both arms as she shivered.
"I don't think mages know how to operate like that."
"Is that who it's from?"
demanded Phoenix to my immediate left.
"It's about freaking time."
She dived toward the paper, but Sister Bernadette and I both caught hold of her arms and pulled her back.
"Stop," Sister Bernadette barked. "If it is from them, it might be dangerous."